Proclamation number 4605 of 3rd of April, 1949. False prophets. Light. Darkness and dark figures. Spiritual darkness is spread over the earth and people feel comfortable in this night and do not desire the light of day. They don't know the benefit of full light, which would be true knowledge for them. Therefore they also don't strive for the brightness of spirit and flee when the light breaks through the night with a bright glow, and therefore their ability of knowledge also remains undeveloped. They constantly move in darkness and get lost and don't come closer to God as the eternal light. And thus dark figures can also operate unhindered and ply their unclean trade. False teachers and prophets can make themselves heard because they are not recognized as false and take advantage of the darkness of spirit to spread error in places where there should be light, and error is now presented as truth. People are blind in spirit and want to guide other blind people, and if a light shines for them, then they extinguish it so that their dark deeds will not be revealed. And this is how it looks on the whole earth, because the time is fulfilled, or else, the time is fulfilled because a dark night lies over the earth, which is to give way to the morning. And although the end is near and people should recognize this end by the signs, they remain unaffected by it and think that what seers and prophets have proclaimed will pass them by. But what false prophets tell them they believe, and therefore everything lies in the battle against each other. True and false prophets appear against each other. Truth and lie want to assert themselves. Light and darkness fight for supremacy, and good and bad forces seek to gain influence. And the human being is at the mercy of the powers according to his will. And since the earth is in darkness, people's will is also weakened and they will not fight against him who is the prince of darkness and who opposes every light. And thus the adversary's power will soon become apparent, for people's thinking becomes confused and can no longer distinguish between what is right and what is wrong. The evil forces are extremely active and find little resistance. On the other hand, the light-filled spiritual world is denied its activity because it is not allowed to work against people's will, and this will turns towards God's adversary. It is the time of the end. It can be recognized by the fact that people no longer know the Father's voice when he speaks to them. They no longer have a share in him, who is the light and from whom they have distanced themselves. Wherever he approaches them they hide until it is dark again in their surroundings, then they emerge again and continue to walk the lightless path which leads astray. And so it is also understandable that they do not recognize the guides on the path who would like to lead them into brightness but cannot do so against the will of the blind in spirit. And so the end comes, a new day dawns, but only for those who desire the light. For the others, however, an endlessly long night comes. Amen.